Hello, I know you want to understand your purpose in life, so I'm talking to you today on Burn for a Reason. You are born for a reason. You know, in John chapter 18, verse 37, Jesus was before Pilate, and Pilate asked him a question. He said, "Are you a king?" And Jesus just said to Pilate, "For this reason, I came into this world. I came to bear witness to the truth. This is the purpose for which I came." Question is, why are you here? What purpose were you born to fulfill? Why are you on this earth? You know, it doesn't matter how you were born. Just understand, for Jesus and for you, the manger is not a destination. It's just a beginning. And no matter where you are now, it can be a beginning into greatness. God can begin us anywhere and take us somewhere. And your manger now is not your destination. The throne is your destination. Never accept today and reject tomorrow. Trust the Lord. What He has for you, what He's planned for you, He's going to bring you there in the name of Jesus. But until you find your purpose, life remains a puzzle. And one major question of life is, why? Why am I here? What is God's plan for my life? What is the result my life is meant to produce? And listen to me. You've been watching a movie before and you've seen a storyline of the movie. And then you just, after you finish watching, by hindsight, everything on that journey, every action, every reaction, every dropping of a coin on the road, every accidental something had a meaning at the end. That's how your life is. God planned your life, and every step of the journey, there's something happening that is going to matter at the end of your journey. So don't think your life is an accident. Don't think your life is being wasted. Don't think that the things that are going on now in your life doesn't matter. They do matter, and are working toward the purpose that God has for you. Question: how do I find my place? How do I look at my purpose? I'm born for a reason. How do I begin to journey to fulfilling that reason? First thing is that we find our purpose in the process of life. Secondly, we find our purpose through a burning bush experience. Thirdly, we find our purpose during a challenge of necessity. We find our purpose in the process of life. We find our purpose through a burning bush experience. We find our purpose during a challenge of necessity. So let me, in this first episode, talk to you on locating your destiny purpose in the process of life. A young man in Nehemiah chapter 1, from verse 1 to 4, his name is Nehemiah. He is just a cupbearer in the palace of a king. Who is a cupbearer? Somebody that lives in the king's palace, whose job is to test food before the food the king eats. Test wine before the king drinks. Why? In case there is poison, let him die first. That's the job of Nehemiah. And then one day he's sitting down there, and somebody comes to him and tells him the walls of Jerusalem are broken down, the people are suffering. God never told Nehemiah, "I'm calling you. I want to use you. You're going to be the rebuilder of the walls of Jerusalem." No. There was no discussion like that, no revelation, nothing. Just in the process of life, Nehemiah decided, "I got to get involved. I got to contribute. I got to do something." And from that simple decision, right in the process of life, no revelation, no dream, his purpose emerged. Listen to me. Until you find your place, serve where you are found. Until you find your place, serve where you are found. That's what distinguished Nehemiah. A lot of young people are busy spending 40 days, 70 days, 120 days asking God, "Show me my purpose." They're not serving in church. They're not doing any business. They're not helping parents. They just want God to show them one huge destiny purpose He has for them. Start with serving in the king's palace. And then one day the news will come that will take you to where you are going to. People who are not willing to do the menial will never do the meaningful. If you are not willing to do the menial, you will never do the meaningful. Start where you are. Secondly, only people who feel the pain of others are empowered as change agents. If you can't feel the pain of others, God can use you as change agents. So wherever you are serving now, how is your heart? Are you empathetic? Are you doing things to excellence? Are you working to create impact? How are you doing things? I met a man who was just a waterman in CNN. A waterman, he just delivered water in CNN. And he came to Africa on a holiday and saw how bad the water situation was here. And then he came back and he raised some money to come and begin to put all kinds of boreholes all across Africa. That's because the plight of people touched him, and that made him a name. That made him a destiny. He found his purpose just coming to Africa on a holiday. A question: are you somebody empathetic? Can you find purpose in serving others? Listen. But most importantly, every destiny assignment will demand a risk of faith. So if God wants to use you, are you ready to take a risk of faith and step out and do something that was going to impact others? Nehemiah felt the pain of the people, and then he stepped out and took a risk to do something to assist his people. You say, I want to know my purpose. First thing to do, connect to the destiny maker. Give your life to Jesus. That's the beginning of knowing your purpose. If the destiny maker doesn't relate with you, he can't tell your purpose. Secondly, serve faithfully in your present assignment. And then keep your heart open for divine direction. And most importantly, dedicate yourself to living out the glory of God. In the midst of that, God will reveal his purpose in your life.